Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. Hello everybody, I am your host Anna and we will be speaking with a couple of our guests today, Saba and Carol, that are with us every week, as well as Akana, of course, who this show is dedicated to. First of all, I'd love to thank you all for your listening support. It's great to be speaking with you every week. I'd like to also thank our sponsors. And today we are discussing letting go of parasitic relationships. It's a juicy topic and I'm sure everybody can relate to a few parasitic relationships they need to let go of. But before we dive into that, I would love to introduce you to the inspirational healer this show is dedicated to, Akana. You've just heard his music and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. I say this every week, but I'm going to do it again. He is an author, a musician, a master energy healer, an international teacher, and what makes him really special is the method that he's created called the Akana Healing Method, and he's done that to really help as many people on their healing journey as possible. And he just makes himself so available to us all because he is on YouTube, he is on Instagram, he is on Facebook. You just need to Google him and you will find him. So, hello, Akana. How are you?
Hello, wonderful Anna. Hello, wonderful listener, Don, Carol, and even Saba. We love you. We love all of you, and I'm grateful that we can support you wherever you are right now, wherever, at whatever stage you are in your life right now, and whatever transformation you're undergoing or going through. I'm so happy that we can provide you tools and systems. It can make your life easier and make your transformation much more effortless.
Yay. Thank you, Akana. You're always such a positive, inspirational individual to everybody. We love speaking to you here. This topic today, I'd love to just dive straight into it, letting go of parasitic relationships. Can you please, first of all, define to me, what is a parasitic relationship?
A parasitic relationship is a very common relationship in our multiverse, in our universe. Everything in our universe is built on relationships. Now, there's healthy relationships, there's dysfunctional relationships, there is parasitic relationships. Parasitic relationships are built on, just think about when you have a host and a parasite. Literally like in the sense of a parasite in the body. Think about even worms in the body. Think about parasites or a tick that is literally on the body and it sucks the blood. And then when it sucks enough blood, it just kind of falls off. And then it lives off that blood for some time and then finds another host. Some of them are, I would say, harmless. Some of them could be really toxic and have an aftermath situation for the host. But usually the parasitic relationship is where the parasite usually doesn't kill the host. And it's more like it just kind of feeds off the energy of the host. And that's, of course, a slow moving process where step by step the host gets depleted of energy and the parasite basically gets stronger and stronger while the host gets a little bit weaker. Not necessarily a lot weaker, but it gets compromised. The host system gets compromised.
And so I guess, so that's an interesting like visualization, because when we say parasitic relationships, you know, I'm conjuring different things, not just thinking about parasites on my skin, which obviously are very important. But how does that relate to, say, people? Because they're not really on you, are they? They're not sucking from you your life, are they?
Well, I mean, sucking life force, because think about it, what it's requiring for us to generate blood, it requires time, food, space, shelter. It's quite an effort for us to be in a place where we generate all of these qualities that the parasite then feeds off. The parasites in the digestive system, for example, when we eat food, they eat the best of the vitamins and minerals that we take in, and they basically release their toxic waste into our system that we then have to deal with on top of it. And if you bring this into a relationship, just think about parasitic relationships that are draining your life force. There's some people you even come close to and you feel drained. You feel energetically being drained because they're draining your life force. Some of them go even further where they don't just drain your life force, but where they ask you also for support, financial support, or ask you to do something for them and constantly promising you something where they don't live up to it. And you constantly invest, think about a good or bad investment into the stock market. You're constantly being asked to invest into this project or that person, but there is not a return coming to the level that deserves the investment or reflects the investment.
Yeah, good one. I understand that. So I guess we're looking at this from two different aspects. First of all, parasitic relationship is something that is just in us. And, you know, we've got a guest called Carol, and Carol has spoken quite openly that she had yeast problems for many years. So that's, I guess, one form of parasitic relationship. And I guess the next form is others, other people, entities, earthbound spirits. We've been having these discussions in the last few weeks. There's a whole, as you, in your own words, Atana, multiverse of parasitic relationships that we could really even work with. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, there's multidimensional beings that can access you in a way that you don't even know you're being accessed, because most of the people don't know how vast they are. They think about, they're like in the 3D world. They think about the physical body. And they don't really think about moving beyond that. They don't think that they have an astral or an energy presence. So if they don't know that they have an energy presence, they are most likely not going to protect that energy presence either, because they don't even know it's existing.
So that's why this work is super, super important. So I'm always interested about symptoms. So when you see clients coming to you, what are some of the symptoms that people come with? Let's take the first one. So they come with that they feel funny. What shows up in your experience as a healer?
Well, usually, and my work is designed to get everybody back into their own place, into their own faculties, into their own devices. You know, and honestly, when they come to me, I can see if they are being depleted energetically or drained, and we can see how they can call their power back, their energies back. Sometimes that's at work. Sometimes it's even with colleagues. Sometimes it's the whole work situation. sometimes it's in a relationship with their partner. Sometimes it's in their family, in a relationship with their parents or sisters or brothers, or the dysfunctional dynamics, literally, that are still being kept going for whatever reason, you know. And it shows up in terms of depletion.
So what, people are just feeling exhausted?
They feel exhausted. They feel like they don't have the energy to fulfill their desires.
Right. So if I was wanting to fulfill something in my life, let's just say I want to run a marathon, but I can't do that. It could potentially be because of parasitic relationships within my family system. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it could be even that there is a energy dynamic that you could still keep alive, that where you give your energy away parasitically to somebody else, that out of fear, so to speak, so they don't even approach you. Sometimes we go even like, hey, see,
wow,
you can have all the energy, just don't threaten me. Just don't, you know, just don't bother me. Here's all the life force. And some people, they recognize they want to keep their life force, but they're being constantly, their boundaries are being overstepped and they're being taken. Their energy is being taken. At some point, some people just give their energy away because they don't want to fight anymore.
I think I definitely relate to that. I can think of instances in my own life where that happens to me even still now. So such an interesting one. So if somebody then comes to you and says, oh, my gosh, you know, I realize that I'm giving my energy away parasitically because somebody's draining me and I just don't want them to come near me. What do people do with you? Let's just talk a little bit about some of your methods, because I'm sure some of the listeners have heard us talk about them, but I'd love to talk about the multiple methods that you use with your clients to help clear those sorts of things up. What do you do, Atana?
Well, there's many, many ways how to approach it, you know. And, of course, now that's the moment where I say read my book, read The Sacred Inner Dialogue, because in that book I have scripts, I have systems that will help you to approach this in a very easy and effortless way. And, you know, one of the most important parts are energy awareness. What contracts are still active? Why am I doing still the same thing when I know it comes to the same experience, or I come to the same conclusion? What is the dynamic? What is the contract? And then ultimately, why am I feeling that I have to be depleted? Because the parasite comes because we are inviting the parasites in. The parasite is basically taking space for all the things and experiences that we don't want to do. If I want to run a marathon, I can run the marathon by just mere intention. If I think I can do it, of course, we know most people can even run marathons. There's people who are amputees that can run marathons. There's people, there's the wildest wills and powers are active in people's intentions when they want to do something. And you see, the other day, I was running in the park, and I saw somebody, an amputee, who had a leg, like a titanium leg, you know, like it has this curvature and it looks wild. And that man, he was running and he was smiling and he was moving forward. And he was running faster than I was running. And I say, my goodness, this is so inspiring. Right? And then I was like, I felt the power of intention makes a big, big difference. When it's your time to claim your power, you're going to do whatever it's needed. Just think about Stephen Hawking, who was like quadriplegic, and he was like being set to pass after 25, and he made it to 70-something and had several children and, I mean, lived a fulfilled life in the clearest sense and helped humanity to evolve. Now, that is something where it doesn't matter how many parasites you have. It's not the parasites who are holding you down. It's your belief that you can do it that invites the parasites in, because the parasites come then in to bog you down, so you can then in reality actually feel you can't do it.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Well, this is a really interesting discussion, and we're going to have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to dive back into that, and we're going to have a chat to some of our guests. So, listeners, stay tuned, and Atana will be back with you in one sec. Thank you.
Om Hari 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 Om. 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 Om Hari 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 Om.
Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Healing. We are discussing parasitic relationships and how to release them. We've just been having a very interesting discussion with Atana about parasitic relationships and claiming that space back from them. Atana, in your book, you go into quite a lot of detail about this, and there was a period of time a few months, about a year ago now, that I would get up super early in the mornings and read that chapter. And I think I read it about six times because
yeah.
It's quite a fascinating, and you really go into parasitics. You go through what's called a sacred inner dialogue with these parasitic relationships and how to let them go. So if anybody's interested in that, you can get onto the website, which is atanamethod.com, and buy that book. Otherwise, you know, you can get it you can buy it on Audible as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, audible.com, on Amazon, and you can also find it in the bookstores. But if you go on Kindle, you can have it as an online book. On Amazon, you can order it like as a paperback.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting chapter on this topic, and I'm actually going to reread it again this week after having this discussion with you. So when we have all of these parasites and we're not claiming our full potential, why is that? Why aren't we just out there shining our light on everything and working in our full potential? Why do we have to have these parasites to drag us down? What's the purpose of it?
Well, the parasites dragging us down gives us an excuse why we're not living up to our full purpose, right? Because now we have a reason why we can't do it. And if you look further, and also in the book, I have a chapter where I write about the parasites and parasitic relationships and the space holder that they are really representing. Now, one of the titles I have titled like, "This universe is a user-friendly universe." So user-friendly means, you know, the beautiful song of the Eurythmics. Someone is going to get to use you or something similar like that. Someone's going to use you. And if you go into
abuse
the beautiful, abuse you or use you, I didn't even want to go there. But if you go into this beautiful topic, think about it. We all like connected to one or the other. The question is, how are we in our integrity in dealing with the universe, with the multiverse? If nobody is watching, are we still living up to our highest morals and standards, or are we when nobody is looking, are we kicking the trash can, or are we doing something where we release our anger? And think about it when people are in traffic and they get like annoyed, and a lot of people do the wildest things in traffic, and I have also a couple examples in the book about that. Now, when we have parasites, we have amazing excuses why we're not living up to our fullest potential, because now we can say, well, you know, because of the parasites, I can't do this. Because of the parasites, I couldn't do that. But ultimately, if you want to do something, you're going to do it.
Mm.
Bottom line, you're going to do it. And this is more about the spaceholder that these parasites are. They say basically, can we utilize the space? Because that person is not utilizing the space. And then the universe says, sure, if you don't break anything, like an abandoned house, you know, you don't break anything, you can stay in there until you travel or the owner comes back. But once the owner comes back, the parasite has to surrender the building. And that's where the trouble starts, because now the parasite has lived longer in your abandoned house than you have been there.
Mm.
Right? Think about having a house and you're just living on the top floor, and the bottom floor is being, you know, you have people coming in, they're saying, hey, this is an abandoned house, can we just live here in the downstairs? And nobody is basically saying anything to them, and they live there. Now you're going downstairs and you say, what's happening in my house? This is my house. And they say, who are you? Right? You're living just in the top part. And then you say, well, I'm the owner of the house. Let me get here's my title, and here's my ownership, and I bought this house, or I live in this house. And then you have to basically go and claim your space back lovingly. And I'm not saying just go back and just say, hey, this is my house, you guys have to get out of here. It's not like putting more negative energy inside yourself when you want to get rid of the parasite. It's more like have the compassion and understanding that this relationship grew over many, many years, many even lifetimes. And so it's like really lovingly claiming your space back, you know?
Yeah, wow. I would like to just bring in one of my guests today. I'm going to bring in the lovely Carol, because we're going to save her up to after the next ad break. But Carol, how are you? Have we got Carol there? We might have to bring in Carol next. Oh, no. We've got you now. Here.
Oh,
Carol,
okay. I'm here.
Great. Carol, in Atana's book, it also talks about parasites coming in because people are lonely. And I thought that was a really interesting concept, that if someone feels lonely, or, you know, maybe doesn't have a partner or something, often it creates room for these parasites, and the parasites keep them comfortable, or companionship even, which I thought was an interesting topic. Could you talk to us a little bit, please, about that sort of theme with parasites?
Yes, and that is also what I wanted to speak to. So if somebody's lonely and they bring in parasites to keep them company, then it also makes it an interesting journey in claiming your space back and having them move out, because there's that balance of, but I have company now. I have something that's keeping me company and providing me with all these excuses to keep me small. And oftentimes that's not a conscious thing, right? I mean, it's not like we wake up in the morning and say, what can be done to, you know, keep me small today? it's more like, am I feeling that I have healthy relationships, and or am I feeling that I'm alone? And it goes back to that separation and how safe we feel. When we're connected, we feel safer. When we're not connected, we feel, alone and separated and abandoned, neglected. And that's when we get into all these, how can I in any way get something to keep me company, something to have here with me. And in our unconscious way of doing that, instead of like having like high lightness, we like anybody that any squatter that wants to come in, right? Like, oh, okay, you'll do. You're providing me company. And what I've noticed too is that when we're talking about people relationships, people can be really savvy sometimes and really subtle in how they work their parasitic manipulation, so that you end up like happily giving your life force to them as, you know, as they feed off of you. And so that's another thing that I have learned in my own journey, and that I try to be conscious of with the clients that come in, is like having that compassion and also having that sense of only going as fast as you feel safe to go. Because it's a scary thing to say, I'm going to let go of like all this parasitic stuff. But if that ends up being your spouse, or, you know, somebody you're in a really deep relationship with, or your parents, you know, anything like that, then it's a something that is can be tricky to navigate. And so it's like, right, it's you've got to bring that compassion in, and so you lovingly just start taking back part of you, claim your space, find your power, claim another space, find more power, you know, claim another little space, find more power. And then it ends up being a process that's a little bit more graceful than what we think about, where we're like, ooh, parasitic relationship, or, you know, parasites draining me, you know, get out, get out. It doesn't work well that way.
Absolutely not. So, you know, I'm really quite fascinated. So you're an Atana method practitioner as well. What do you find really works to help clear this up?
To clear up the parasites physically, yeah, or in relationship wise?
In relationship.
Yeah. Well, it's just that. It's finding that faith and that belief that you are worthy of your own space. Because in order to allow a parasitic energy to come in and to deplete you, you had to have that belief that you were depletable. You know, I mean, like that it was okay that they take from you. And so what we do, what I work with people on is that, you know, to understand that you are this unlimited, infinite being. You have direct access of source energy, and it's free and available to you. It's available to all of us. And so that's like a critical thing to work with people on, is that whoever's parasitically draining you, they have the same access to source energy. And so it's like shifting that mindset to, they have to have it from you, and you have to give it to them, to, well, no, it's okay. I have my life force. I get it directly from source. And guess what? You have your own access to source energy, and it's okay for you to get your own source energy from source, and it's okay for me to get my own energy from source, and then we can be whole. and we don't have to be draining each other.
Yeah, right. That's a fascinating topic, and we're just going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back and discussing more of this topic, parasitic relationships. Stay tuned, listeners.
Om Hari 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 Om. 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 Om Hari 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 Om.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm your host, Anna, and we are discussing letting go of parasitic relationships, and this is Let's Talk Healing. If anybody wants to find a time of work, I've mentioned it before today, but the easiest way is just to Google him, because, man, he is everywhere. You will find his website, you'll find all of his teachings, his classes, his books, information to the amazing oneness that I do every week. The crystal stores. Tana, we haven't, I've been checking out your Instagram pages and there are some pretty amazing crystals that you're bringing into this new crystal store. Can you just please give us an update on that quickly?
Yes, we open up a new crystal store in 804 Meridian Street. That's in East Nashville. And we have amazing amethyst there. And we have also some of the biggest rose quartz there that you have ever seen. I mean, a ton.
Bigger than you.
Quartz. Yeah, I mean, it's one is like over 6 foot tall, and then the weight. But also just being in the presence of these stones, you know. It's, of course, heart awakeness, heart healing, and just supporting the heart energy in general. It doesn't matter how big we're thinking our hearts are. It's really amazing when you get to the place where you know you can open your heart just a bit more, just a little bit further, and open your heart for the next experience, for the next day, for our next experience in life.
Yeah. Well, those amethysts that you've been showing online are magic. They're so beautiful. The colors are incredible. So if anybody wants to, they can just Google it, kind of find the store and get down there and check it out. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
I just want to jump back into our topic today quickly if we can, which is on letting go of parasitic relationships. We've got a guest here with us, Saber. Hello, Saber. How are you going?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. I'm looking forward to discussing with you this topic today. You know, Carol was just saying that we're just talking about being lonely, and I thought, you know, that brought something to mind for me. You know, I spent many years, about 6.5 years, in a situation where I just worked my backside off, and I was a single mum. I brought a kid up by myself from 3 months old, and I remember feeling this terrible loneliness, like, all the time, because I couldn't go anywhere, you know. I was working from the house, running a business with all these women that I managed remotely. But then I was working all day, and then at night I had a little baby at home, so I couldn't go out. And that feeling of loneliness and being alone was just so overwhelming for me. I remember writing heaps about it in my journal. And I wanted to talk to you about when you deal with your own clients, because you're also an energy healer. If somebody is just stuck in this place and they cannot see, you know, the trees from the woods, and they're stuck in this place, it is very, very hard to be thinking, I'm going to do some energy work and I'm going to shift this place. I'd love for you to share with us, how do you deal with people that are in the thick of things, that just, you know, are really finding it tough?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, you're amazing. You rocked it. I'm so proud of you. I'm honored to know you and your fierceness. seriously, hearing women just roar and be in the workplace and raising a family, and you're awesome. So thank you. You're inspiring to me always. The first thing that I would advise wholeheartedly is to switch things up, to pivot and go in another direction. And that doesn't mean that you need to change everything about your life, but at least one thing at a time. Let's say you get up every morning, and it can be simple as I make my coffee at 7 and I take a shower, and then I go for a walk or I exercise, and then I go to work. You can maybe exercise first, then do your coffee next, and then go for your walk, right? And even just that simple change will say to your brain and your existence, your soul, that, wow, I don't have to do things like a robot every day. I don't have to do things the same every day. I don't have to feel the same all the time. And that triggers you and wants you to make other changes. And so that would be the first thing that I would recommend. The next thing would be to do an inventory of what's in your life, you know, what's working and what's not. And more often than not, it comes down to people that are in your life. And I know there's people in your life that you love and you've been with them for such a long time, or they're new, but they just have such a huge hold on you, right? And you have to look into these people, right? Really look into their reason for being there. And even me, after 10 years of this intensive healing work, I just had to release myself from a dear friend. I will always love this friend, but I had to let go of a dear friend because this person would not grow, would not even begin to start to see that there's hate within their soul and in their body, and I can't be around it anymore. And so that was one of the biggest decisions I've had to make recently about pivoting and changing my routine. And it wasn't easy at all. So really, when we get lonely, we start to look into other aspects, you know, look into other people, or even do other things like drugs and alcohol to keep ourselves occupied, right? And we were talking about entities today. When we ingest alcohol, drugs, gambling, shoplifting, whatever it is, we realign with an entity that's connected to the drugs or the alcohol or whatever behavior that you're aligning yourself with, because it gets you through whatever you're trying to get through, right? And so another way to rid yourself of an entity would be to say goodbye to drugs and alcohol or gambling or shoplifting, right? It's these things that people don't understand. When they bring in behaviors to get by or to survive, that'll help you in the moment. But at most times, if they're like a quick decision, most times it's not a healthy long-term decision or a healthy long-term ability to get you through, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening today that, you know, are really struggling with these things. Because, you know, that time that I spent alone, I'm sure I attracted a hell of a lot of parasites and entities. Because I was lonely, man. So, you know, I wanted to bring those sorts of things in. So I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, from my own experience, I started practicing this method while I was still very much in that space. Today, I just feel completely different. So I, for one, know that this stuff really works. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about what can people do, David, to make that first step. So, you know, making those small changes, I really like that, you know, kick, you know, just shake it up a little bit. What else can they do to just, even if it's just this little bit of reclaiming their own power back, as Atana talks about it?
Well, you know, knowing Atana for almost a decade now, I know that he's got this happiness at his core, right? And one of the things that, even when I'm having a bad day or a difficult day, I'll think of Atana and I'll think of his bad jokes, and his bad jokes will make me laugh, right? And
yeah, some of them are pretty bad.
They're pretty bad, but pretty awesome. They're awesome bad. Yeah. So you know, we can talk about so many things to do, but really the easiest thing to do to snap you out of it is laughter, you know, that, and with laughter comes love. And so that just fills the soul fast. Like you could be in the midst of a, you know, an extreme terrifying situation and somebody could make you laugh and for a moment you get relief, right? So to me, doing that first is finding out what makes you happy, right? What do I want to do in my life, but not for anyone else, not because the world tells me to, not because I need to make this money to do that or this. What is going to make me happy, right? And it could be, you know, making beaded necklaces. It could be surfing. It could be walking in the woods. It could be running a Fortune 500 company, right? Everyone has their own thing. But to really say out loud to the universe, this is what I want. This is what I want to do. This is what's going to make me happy. And I want to feed my soul with it. And just proclaiming that, saying to the universe that I want this, right? Because every time we think, every time we talk, every time we write, every time we feel, we send out a vibration or a coded message to the universe with the information that we're thinking about or feeling about or writing about, right? And if we keep saying, I suck, I suck, I suck, I'm not going to have enough ever, I'm never going to be happy, you know what? It's going to continue, right? And so you need to change that attitude across the board with all of what I just talked about. Your mindset,
absolutely.
Your voice,
yeah.
Yes. And that's, you know, that's something that even just writing down, and women have, I think, a harder time than this than men. We talked about this a couple of shows ago, that we just go over and over and over again what's wrong, right? And so making a list of what we're actually saying to ourselves, an inventory, if you will, of what we're speaking of to ourselves when we're quiet, it's really good to see on paper because you're like, damn, I am awful to myself, you know? Like, here I am trying to make all these changes, and I am abusive to myself, right? And so how can I expect to be what I want to be if I can't even be kind to myself, right?
Yeah.
And then also being part of a support system, having a mentor, having a leader help you. You know, Atana, his books, his classes, there's a whole community. We're a part of that community because we love you. We want you to feel better. We want you to do better. We want you to experience what we're experiencing, right? That right there is one of the other biggest steps, you know, making a step forward to check us out, you know, check out Atana's work, what he's delivering to the planet right now. It's invaluable. And that would be one of the best places to start. Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
And then, you know, and then you can meet other people, like-minded people that are on that same journey. It's a great, great point that you bring up. And Carol, I just want to come back to you for a minute, because what Sabre has really talked about there at the crux of it is worthiness. And so much, and you mentioned it actually when you were talking before, this feeling worthy, this being worthy, this self-love and this self-worth is so important to helping clear up parasites, isn't it, Carol?
Oh, that's so true. And it comes, we feel more worthy when we feel more connected. It stems from feeling, when we don't feel worthy, we're not feeling connected to source, where we have issues, you know, with being grounded, with the mother energy, or with creator, you know, with source energy. But how more we can work with feeling connected, being grounded, being working with our chakras, having our energy flow, then we start to feel, you know, when the chakras are thinning in a more regular flow, then we start to get an idea, whether we're conscious of it or not, about the flow of the universe. And it reminds us about how energy is always flowing in the universe. And even on that subconscious level, then we start to feel a little bit more connected with the universe. ah, there's a little bit, you know, there's something there. I feel a little bit better. And then, so then maybe you make one change. Maybe you smile at yourself in the mirror instead of frown. And then one change leads to another, like Saber was saying. And so, yeah, it's about that feeling connected when, and so if you are not feeling worthy, if you find yourself with all that negative self-talk and not feeling worthy, then the question to ask yourself is like, where am I disconnected? Where is it that I don't feel that I'm connected to God, to Mother Earth, to people? You know, another thing that I was considering too is if we have parasitic relationships that are depleting us, then it's always the time to ask, where am I being parasitic that I'm attracting this? So where am
I? You know what? And Atana always asking that question because I'm like, oh, you've done it again. Turned it around.
Yeah.
That's
where I get it from. I've listened to him ask me for all these years, right? So it's like you have to consider that. Where are you being, you know, where are you taking energy without permission? Or, you know, what circumstances is that happening in your life where you can clear that up?
Well, that is a fascinating topic, and we're going to have to go to a quick commercial break, but then I'm going to bring back the man himself to talk on that exact topic, Carol. So thank you very much for bringing it up. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a few moments.
Om Hari 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 Om. 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 Om Hari 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 Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. We are discussing parasitic relationships. And Carol just brought up something that, you know, always gets me every time because I think I've mentioned to you before, Atana and I do weekly coaching sessions, which I just love. And he always springs it on me. It always surprises me when he says, right, let's turn, you know, now where are you being parasitic in your own life? And I'm like, oh, you've done it again. So, Atana, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
When Carol spoke, like,
Before we go there, I have to bring one of my magnificent jokes into this game.
Oh, no.
Get ready.
Here it comes.
Get ready, fasten seatbelts, put the helmet on, it's happening. So, a parasite walks into a bar, slowly opens the door, walks further in, talks to the bartender and says, hello. The bartender says, we don't serve your kind in here, sir. The parasite replies, well, you're not a very good host.
Very good, Atana.
Bravo. Bravo, sir.
Oh, you lived up to your magnificence. Love that joke.
Atana's always asking us to bring jokes if we have them, but you know, Atana, I don't reckon anybody can bring as good as you.
Well, you know, at the same time, everything is serious. At the same time, everything is real. And at the same time, everything is an illusion. When you look at it from the eyes of the divine, of God, of the universe, there's always an irony in everything that happens. You know, you can see the true heavy experience in it. But if you zoom out, you can see the irony in everything that happens to us, you know. And we're living in this duality place. There's a lot of contrast going on. At the same time, everything is one. And when we deal with the parasite, when we deal with the host, it's all about the same thing. It's like one or the other doesn't think they can exist without the other. And we have to get to this understanding and to this place in our hearts where we become one with our destiny, where we become one with all of existence, with our hearts, with our unconditional love, where we can get back into our hearts, where we truly can live our life in passion and in completion, without that we feel like anything can be taken from us or anything. We have to give somebody something in order for them to be around, except our unconditional love, really. It's the parasitic part is like where the person comes in and says, I need this from you. What is an illusion? Nobody needs anything from nobody because we are all connected to our source. And
yeah, right.
And the moment we can become one with our source, there's really nothing that we need or require or desire from somebody else, because that's where we get into the addiction part, where we feel, oh, I can't live without that person because that person has something or gives me something that nobody else gives me. And ultimately, it's something that's being activated in us, in ourselves, that's being triggered. And that feeling or that experience or that sensation is ultimately triggered in ourselves. So we have that feeling. There's nothing really that we have to give or have somebody else activating in us that we can activate ourselves. And that's why I would like you to go deeper and deeper into seeing how can I activate my oneness consciousness, where I'm connected to all of existence, without it I feel I'm separated, I have to have this or that in order to feel complete.
Yeah. But sometimes it's pretty hard if, you know, for example, it might be a practical thing like money. So if you need money to survive and that person providing you with money or a home or that's pretty hard. Like, oh, well, I'm just going to leave this person or this job, but suddenly that means I'm going to have no income or I'm not going to have a house over my head. But that's a pretty difficult sort of thing to get your head around, Atana.
Yes. And it's a little bit more complex because it requires to implement an infrastructure to create income and to create your own connection. Ultimately, everything is being given freely from the universe, from God to us, when we ask for it. And the question is, why do we have to have a middleman or middleswoman that we feel we have to get it from? Because that's the limitation. Getting it from the universe or from God directly is unlimited. When we get it from a person, then usually there is an arrangement to be made. I have to do something in order to get something. I have to compromise. I have to limit myself in order to get something, and I have to fit into a certain paradigm so that I can get something. But that's the limitation already, because we then feel, and that's where we get into resentment, because we think we have to do something for that person, and if that person is then not happy, then we don't get from that person. But that's the illusion, because we get from the universe. We have a straight line connection, a stand open line, to the universe, to God. The moment we make the call or we pick up the phone, we can ask for whatever it is that we want. The moment where we feel we have to go to that middleman or middle person, that's really the illusion that we have put energy into making that a reality.
So I just quickly want to go back to what Carol was saying before. So if we feel like someone's being parasitic, one of the quickest ways is to say, where are we being parasitic ourselves in life? You know, that's a really interesting concept as well. I just want to touch on that briefly because, you know, the show's going to come to an end any moment now. I want to just go back to that. So how does that bit work there? How does that bit, you know, what can people do with that?
Well, how can we do anything? It is the intention that goes a really, really long way. Whenever we have the intention, and we hold on to an intention, that's where we start creating. And with the intention set in place, we can identify where we are limiting ourselves, where there is still an intention of not wanting to really step up to the powerful being that we are, right? I would look at, why do I still have that addiction to limitation? Because it doesn't matter how much money we get from, let's say, anybody else that we even together with. It is still a limitation compared to the universe because the universe is infinite.
Mm.
And we are infinite beings. The moment. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you always say such smart things.
Well, it's once we recognize that we are unlimited beings, the next logical step is to unveil our unlimitedness, right? And when we are unveiling our unlimitedness, then we have to embrace where are we still living in limitation? What are the belief systems that are still limiting? What are the limiting actions? What are our limiting thoughts and emotions that we still foster for whatever reason? And that's where we have the power. That's where we hold the power, because we are unlimited energy beings. That means coming in here, we experience and appreciate limitation, but we are still unlimited beings. And meaning unlimited, understanding unlimitedness, meaning we are stepping, we are appreciating, we are embracing our unlimitedness, is where we can make a difference in life in that limited scenario that we are experiencing here on the planet. Think about it. A piece of land, a garden, can generate so much vegetables, and it continues going on and on in vegetables. If you support the land, the garden, you water it, you bring fertilizers on it, or you bring good earth on it, and it will support you. And with love, you dedicate time, you put appreciation into this process, and it will give unlimited amounts over, let's say, 100,000 years. Just imagine what this garden can produce. And it will still, after 100,000 years, still produce if the conditions are right. So we have to understand the unlimitedness in the terms in that place that we are living in. We have to apply this unlimitedness in the right way so that we can unlimited, receive unlimited.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, every time we start talking about this, I realize the profound nature of this work, and that you dive into this, you can read Atana's book, you can do a couple of sessions with him, and you're like, yeah, I've got this. And then you suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I'll be doing this for the rest of my life, because there's such depth to this. And just when you think you've got a hold on something, you realize there's a whole other chapter that you need to explore. It sort of unlocks, doesn't it? It's like that, you know, you go up a level. That's how I experience doing this work, and that's how I'm experiencing it play out in my life. We are going to have to come and bring this show to an end, but thank you very much to everybody for contributing to that. I just want to say bye-bye to Carol and bye-bye to Saba.
Bye-bye.
Ladies, if you wanted to shout out, I'm sorry, we don't even have time to give you some more airtime this afternoon. But I just wanted to thank you very much to our listeners, to tuning in, to our sponsors, to Don, our incredible producer. And Tana, I'm going to let you do the last shout out to everybody this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you, wonderful beings. I'm grateful that you're listening. I'm grateful to have this amazing team with me. Wonderful Anna. Just listen to Anna's voice. It's just soothing. It's calming. You know everything is going to be fine. Listen to Carol. She knows. She went through this process. She can give you hints on experience, explanations, trials and errors that she went through. And listen to Saber. She is something else. We love her. She is dear. She always busts any system that's being presented to her. We love her even more for that. And now, Dawn. Dawn, the mastermind behind this whole thing, creating all these wonderful voice activation systems that brings us to us, brings us to you, BBS Radio. And we're going to be all the way out there in all of the multiverses and all in the air and all on the ground. And we're going to be everywhere so that you can find and listen to us and understand, and we can understand you. And I'm grateful to serve and to support you, and we are grateful to show up every week and make it happen. No, you're not alone out there, not at night, not at daytime. We are there. We are holding the flame. We're moving forward. We're making transformation happen. Now, please be with us. Thank you.